Hectic day. Great day, though. We start our third hour. I'm Jim Rome. I'm live in the Quicken Loans studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Quicken Loans. Good third hour for you. An amazing story with Atlanta Hawks forward Taurean Prince. I'm not sure you know his background or his backstory. It's incredible. That's coming up in about 35 minutes. We already had two in-studio guests today. We had Rashad Jennings in hour number one. We had Derwin James in hour number two. We talked about the Cavaliers and Celtics. Boston hammers Cleveland on a night where LeBron goes LeBron once again, and you knew he would. Biggest lock ever coming off game one where they got beaten down and LeBron had a poor game. You knew he'd show up the way he did. Didn't matter. Another 40-point game, didn't matter. 21 in the first quarter, didn't matter because the Cavaliers show up the way they do defensively. That is not a good defensive team. In fact, they're so bad defensively, it can erase anything that he does offensively, and they did last night. Also, your backcourt getting outscored 41-3 is not a good thing. We talked about that. End of hour number two, we talked about Yanni and Laurel.
Laurel.
This guy writes, Rome, I'm working in a scissor lift with my coworker who is 30 years older than me, and we're hearing separate words. I hear Laurel, he hears Yanni.
Laurel.
He thinks I'm messing with him, but we literally hear the same audio, but we hear different words. How crazy. Keep killing it, Rome. We will vote for you for the Radio Hall of Fame. Hashtag Rome for President 2020. I don't want to be president. Being in the National Radio Hall of Fame, though, would not suck. That'd be kind of cool. That'd be kind of fun. All right, so in case you missed that, really quickly, this year's nominations for the National Radio Hall of Fame were announced, and yours truly is on the list. And I've got to say, that's an amazing honor. Just being nominated, simply being nominated is an amazing honor, and it's very humbling to even be considered. This year, my category is going to be determined by a public vote. This is why I'm bringing this up right now. It's a public vote. It literally is going to be in the hands of the voting public. It does not go to a panel. It does not go to a committee of radio vets or executives. The voting public is going to determine which person in my category gets in. So when I made the announcement earlier this week, the two most common responses were, you're not already in the National Radio Hall of Fame. And secondly, if we do this for you, Rome, what are you going to do for us? What do we get out of it? So first, no, I am not in. I am not in the National Radio Hall of Fame. Number two, what do you get out of it? What do you get out of it if you help me get in? I don't know. What do you want? What would you like? Tell me what I can do for you. I already gave you Romageddon when you got me to the top of the podcasting rankings. So what can I do for you? It is what it is. You know, like the whole process is a little bit different. I don't want to be the guy who's sitting here and asking for votes, but votes are what gets you in. It's set up like that. So I don't know. What can I do for you? You tell me. What do you want from me? I can give you my undying gratitude, but knowing you clones, that's not going to be enough. How about this? How about you get a piece of the hardware? How about you get equity, even more equity than you already have? Because, and I mean this sincerely, fact of the matter, none of this would be possible for you without you clones. The nomination would not have happened without you clones. The reason that I'm still able to do this at a pretty high level for nearly 30 years is because I've got an audience that is different than any other in this business. And you clones have proven this over and over again. So what do you say? You prove it for me again. And to everybody, that you flex once again to come out and show how strong you are and to vote. Because if in fact you can get me in, you're putting all of us in. You're immortalizing the jungle once again and once and for all. The voting does not begin for a few more weeks. And a lot of you are saying, all right, Rome will do it. We got you. Tell us how to vote. The vote does not begin for a few more weeks. Before it does, I will tell you exactly how to do it. But in the meantime, I'd love for you to be thinking about this and to tell anybody you know to do the same thing. No, I'm not comfortable doing this. I'm not comfortable stumping for the votes. It's not my deal, but it is the category that I'm in. I didn't make the rules. I just follow the rules. Whoever gets the most votes gets in, period. So that's where you clones come in. Bottom line, I have had an amazing run. I do not plan on going anywhere anytime soon, but this would be an amazing honor. So, clones, why don't you help get us all there? Help get us there, clones. Keep listening, and there'll be more details as we get closer, but it is a voter category. The public vote is going to determine. 1-800-636-8686. All of a sudden, the lines are lit and it's strong. Let's go to the phones. Let's bang telephone calls. We go to Huntington Beach. He has won the Smack Off. It is Smack Off season. Because he's won this thing, he has invite every single year going forward. In HB, Huntington Beach, Silk, brah. What's going on?
What's up, brah? I just checked my green jacket, brah. It's a little moth-eaten, but it still fits, brah.
Good.
Okay, brah. I see you working, and you haven't been giving yourself enough credit, brah. Charger fans are lit right now. Alvy, we're lit. Come on, Alvy, we're lit. Alvy.
Alvy. Wow, dude. What's up, Alvy? What are you doing?
I think he had his finger on the bra button.
No doubt.
Shout out to New York, too. You guys better be showing my montage right now. So listen, Rome.
They are.
Okay, cool. Charger fans have been in a quandary with this move. It's been tough, but being in Orange County, it's kind of like the DMZ between L.A. and San Diego. I didn't have a problem with it, but I love Anthony Lynn. Our secondary is hyped. The interviews have been awesome, so the karma's going to be flowing. And I was really inspired by Anthony Lynn's story the other day. And I'm going to preface this take by saying, clones, do what you want with it. I'll check Twitter afterwards. But I made a career change later in life and decided to go back to school. And I graduated in 2016. I've talked about on the show about going into the teaching profession. So it's a lot of hoops to jump through, and it's a long road. And I was pretty stoked about it, but I wasn't going to walk either. And everybody told me, no, dude, you got to walk. You got to walk. And walking across that stage at the mighty Cal State Long Beach was one of the best things I ever did. It was super awesome, bro. So when I heard that story, I was super pumped. Also, I know you've been really hyped hearing from the Pittsburgh clones, brah. So I'm giving them plenty of time. Your boy Silk will be in the house December 2nd for Chargers v. Steelers, and I'm going to try to get a clone stock together. So I'm giving them plenty of time to roll out the red carpet, get those Primanti Brothers sandwiches ready to rock for your boy Silk, brah, and his crew, because we are going to be at Heinz Field in December. I don't know where I'm going to get the clothing necessary to be there in December, but I'm going to look on Amazon, see what I can do. And lastly but not leastly, brah, there's something you haven't been mentioning about this Hall of Fame vote. And you know I got your back on this, of course, but I'm always in your corner. Our colleague, Craig Kinchin, runs the Radio Hall of Fame, dude. Tell him to freeze the envelope, brah. It's a fait accompli, brah. You're a shoo-in. Okay, this is the end of the call where Alvy and I go dueling bras. Okay, Alvy? Brah. Later, brah. Brah.
See ya, brah.
Brah.
Brah. Brah.
Brah.
You know, in terms of Craig Kinchin, you mean Craig Kitchen?
Come on.
He does. He does run the National Radio Hall of Fame. But if that were a thing, I'd be in already, and I'm not. And I've been up for it before. So that's not a thing. No, clones, it's not on him. It's not even on me.
Brah.
It's now on you. It's now on you. I was nominated last year, and we don't see the vote. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I was led to believe that it was a very close vote, but that's the stuff I get on just, like, out of thin air. I don't even know where that comes from. I don't know what happened. I know the scoreboard. I did not get in. I was beat by Robin Quivers, she's brilliant. She's great. I love her. But I'm up for it again this year, but it's a listener vote. It's a public vote. That's not what that was last year. Last year, it was people in the industry. It was executives and programmers and whoever make up that panel. But then they change it around. It depends on your category. My category is the public vote. And again, I'm up against some extremely pedigreed people, professional people, successful people who also have an audience, a rabid audience, each of them, and a following. So literally, it's set up to be their audience versus this audience versus that audience. So, clones, I'm looking for you. I don't ask a lot. And do what you want with it. You know, you can say, hey, Rome, I think I've done quite enough for you. What do I get out of it? Oh, I get nothing. I'm not doing it. That's okay. But I would tell you this. You get my undying gratitude. And I feel like that if something like that were to happen, we all go in. Just like when you got me to number one on the podcast rankings, that was not me. That was us. That was you flexing. That was a show of strength. For instance, when the smack off happens and then you see it trend on Twitter, that's us. That's you. It's always been that way. The tour stops. When we used to go city to city and pull numbers, that wasn't me. It was us. It was you. I'm looking at this the same way. Us and you. All of us. Silk Bra. Proud of you, Silk Bra. I never mocked your decision to find something else late in life. This guy went back to school, got it done. Now he teaches. A good inspiration in that. And he said also, if you do that, walk. Walk. It feels great.
Bra.
You have to walk. You have to. Anthony Lynn, the reason this came up, Anthony Lynn was on yesterday, the head coach of the Chargers, and he went back to school. He was 4 units shy and never followed up, and then when he decided to do it, he found out he was 16 units shy. But he did the work and got his diploma and was not going to walk with the rest of the class and decided to do so and said it was one of the best things he's ever done. And then you've got the Chargers. You've got the Chargers, right? Exciting team, doing it the right way. Derwin James was here in studio, and you've got Silk. Silk saying, yeah, this is great, but he's in Orange County. In San Diego, it's a tough thing because in San Diego, they still feel jilted. They're still pissed. They're furious, and I understand why they are. I would never tell them not to be. I understand why they are, but then as you move up and you get to Orange County, you can see why people up here are pretty excited about what they're getting, both from the Chargers and the Rams. For 21 years, there was no pro football in this town, and now you have great pro football in this town. Two of the more dynamic teams in the NFL battling in the same town. And in San Diego, they're pissed, and I know why they are. I would be too. But up here, I know why people are excited. I would be too. 1-800-636-8686. Because I never know exactly what's going to happen when I go to this guy. I've got to find out. I said we're banging telephone calls. In Los Angeles, Fabian. Fabian, what's going on?
Who am I speaking with?
Fabian, what's up, man? Fabian, you got a new job, right?
Say, man, check this out, man. Cause I sound like Vic, huh? Well, actually, he does sound like me, but whatever, bro. Look, this is the way it goes, homie. Look here, I'm gonna try to be as quick as I can because I'm mad about. Ugh, I was going to drop a bomb, right? About a lot of things, right? One of the things, dude, and I'm going to try to be quick, like I said. The guys, because you see, now I record you, right? And you're on TV, the whole thing, right? How come these guys can't get it on time? On the radio, you always come on, hey, welcome, jungle, blah, 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 right? Then you go to TV, man, you got the picture, you know, and you see your, you know, like Pink Floyd, eh? Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying, you know? Anyways, dude. Anyways, so look it. So a golden ticket pretty much is an invitation, they say, right? Man, that'll be cool for my resume, bro. Just give me a golden ticket just for the hell of it. I ain't going to call. I doubt it. And if I do, you know I ain't going to do no good, right? Dude, and even then, hey, look out. If I get one, look out, because I might write something, you know. I know how to write, you know what I mean? I mean, I could make something like yesterday you were talking to this doctor, you know. You guys were talking about, like, what, Quiet Riot and stuff like that, you know, whatever. Boom, boom. Hey, Robinson Cano. Let's play some basketball, I mean, or some, you know. Hey, the only reason I got through is because I threatened Hawk that I was going to whoop his ass, bro. Anyways, on the radio, on the thing, I voted for you, my man, on the radio. And you know what? If we all do it, you know, somebody tweeted me, where'd I go? And it's the, oh, man, that's the only thing I couldn't tweet back because I forgot what it is.
But you know. Anyways, all right, Fabian, thank you, man. All right. Now he's done. Fabian, you are something else, man. You call up, and you're mad. And you're mad, and you're going to make it quick. And then it's not quick, but you're mad. And you're mad about a lot of things. And I'm thinking to myself, just give me one, Fabian. Just give me one thing you're mad about, and then you give it to me. The TV people. The fact that TV cannot keep up with radio. The radio is killing it. Like, I say something, and the second I say it, you hear it. But then you watch it on TV, and I said it like 5 minutes ago, and you haven't seen it yet. And what's going on with New York? What's going on with TV? You know? Neep. Hey, New York. Roasted. Roasted by Fabian. Sharon, come on, man. Fabian just roasted you, bro. Neep.
Okay. Neep.
Fabian, you're not quite there with the golden ticket yet. I mean, do you want the thing or not? He said, yeah, you know, that'd be great, Rome. It'd be great for my resume. But I'm not going to use it. But if I do use it, I'll probably win. And wouldn't that be better? Neep.
Neep.
I don't know what neep means. I just know that's a sound that he makes. And like I said, I take the Fabian call because I never know what I'm going to get when Fabian makes that call. It is smack off season. It is National Radio Hall of Fame season. You know what? I'm just going to embrace this thing. It's a public vote. It is what it is. It's going to the people. Everybody I'm going up against is talking about it and reminding them that it's going to the people. I'm going to embrace it. This is what it is. And I'm honored to be in. In the running, I mean. I've been nominated. Well, I'm definitely not in. That's where you clones come in. Torian Prince coming up later on this hour. You know what? I'm having a good time with the telephone calls. Let's keep them coming. Phone lines are open. If you're good enough to get in and get on the air, never mind the golden ticket. Just get in to get up on the air. 1-800-636-8686. Since Torian Prince is in that last segment, next segment is your last chance to get on. 2018 is flying right on by. We all want to continue to elevate our game to that next level to make sure this year is the best year we've ever had. Let me talk to you if you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler. You want to listen up because elevating your game and making this the best year ever just got a whole lot easier. How? My pals at Lumber Liquidators. They've got their new LL Pro Plus program. LL Pro Plus is Lumber Liquidators' new pro services team. You can call on them for all your professional flooring needs. LL Pro Plus will help you absolutely destroy it this year with professional pricing and dedicated support to get you what you need when you need it. That way you get your projects finished on time. LL Pro Plus gives you the ultimate value and quality. And with LL Pro Plus, no job is too large, no job is too small. So put the flooring experts on your team today. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com. Lumberliquidators.com. Let's continue to make 2018 the best year we've ever had with Lumber Liquidators.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Good show today. Something I get quite a bit is, hey, Rome, how do you know it's a good show? What makes a good show? My opinion, it's a good show because I've had good takes, which is generally the case. I've had good interviews, which is not always the case. I've had in-studio interviews, which is actually something of an anomaly, and I had two of them today. And I've had good phone calls, which is never the case. All these things make for a really good program. Good takes, good interviews, in-studio interviews, good telephone calls, diversity of topics. I'm happy about it. Having a good time. Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com. It is smack-off season. Yesterday, I gave you a complete rundown of the golden ticket. Who has them? And then during the course of that, I actually ripped a couple from a couple of people. And some of you thought that I was cold-hearted, that it was harsh, because I took Marie's. Sweet Marie. Kind Marie. And actually, I did that not to be harsh, but I did that to actually spare her.
Who am I speaking to?
I mean, I had to take it, right? How can I put her in the biggest show of the year when she has no idea what the show is? Didn't seem right. She was so sweet and so nice that in that moment I got caught up and I just, here, Marie, take it. Take all of them. Take all my golden tickets. And then I had time to think about it. So the chopper came out. Trust me, she doesn't even know. You all thought that was so cold and so harsh. She doesn't even know because she doesn't know who I am. But then that brought out other people. Dan in Denver is an example. Dan in Denver came in and he tried to chopper other golden ticket recipients.
And Warken in Sacramento for actually not calling after he got his golden ticket. Best decision that dude's made in months. Out.
Dan in Denver. Name dropping, name checking, Ken in Sacramento and not in a positive way. Ken in Sacramento, believe me, can handle himself. He doesn't need me to help him with that. Ken in Sacramento has been calling this show for years, and not with clone-on-clone crime either, but usually with issues and matchups. I mean, straight takes, good takes, straight takes. So I reset that right now because I have him here, and he'll do whatever he wants. Either he'll roll right over it and ignore it, or he'll acknowledge it. I really don't know. I really don't care. I just know that he has a golden ticket, and I did not take it away. Ken, my man, what's going on? How are you?
Thanks, Romy. Thanks for the vine, man. And first of all, let me say I appreciate the golden ticket. I am particularly happy because when I call your show, I'm only calling because I'm happy to talk to you. I'm not seeking a vine or a golden ticket like some of the other clones who are begging for it. So from that standpoint, I feel proud to have been extended an invitation. Towards that end, there's a couple of things I want to talk to, and I will get to Dan from Denver. The first thing I want to say was I want to talk about Kevin Durant, because when I'm looking at Kevin Durant, I'm reminded of the 1980s and 82 Los Angeles Lakers, the Showtime Lakers. And I picked those teams because, in particular, those teams beat you for 3.5 quarters. And then at the end of the game, if by chance you happen to be close, all they did was dump the ball in to the sky hook, and he carried him home. And when I'm looking at Kevin Durant in the half-court offense, I don't think we've seen a more efficient half-court score since the sky hook. And Kevin Durant, with that pull-up jumper from 12 to 15 feet, is efficient with that shot as Kareem is was with the sky hook. And what both of them have in common is they're basically unstoppable shots. You couldn't reach Kareem's sky hook because of the extension. You can't reach Kevin Garnett from 12 to 15 because of his extension. And so from that standpoint, I think this guy has got to be the best scorer in the game because he scores so easily. Houston bumps their butts to get buckets. Golden State scores almost as an afterthought. And so from that standpoint, I think Houston's going to be gone in five. Cleveland, you don't have enough to give LeBron help. When this guy comes, when one of those LeBron efforts is usually enough to send the other opposition into a fetal position. Unfortunately for the Cleveland Cavaliers, Boston is not that team. And, in fact, because of their coach, they are never going to be a quit team. And, in fact, I'm kind of surprised at all the hate that Brad Stevens gets. This is a guy that's not a self-promoter. He doesn't come up and say anything about himself or try to put himself as the smartest in the game. People recognize him as a great coach because of how his teams are prepared and how they play when he puts them out there. If people are going to hate on that, it's kind of like hating on the guy who doesn't do anything except for come with facts. Are you mad, Dan, for Denver with someone who comes with facts? Are you a person that wants alternate facts? Dude, I think you didn't got out of your lane. I think you didn't dump your pants. You sound to me like the guy that gets mad at the guy whose girlfriend chooses to talk to him. Hey, look, you got size 5 hands. You probably wear a size 7 shoe. I got a 12 size hand, and I wear a 12 shoe. So I don't worry about little guys like you. From my standpoint, stay in your lane, step your game up. Don't worry about me. I got a ticket because it was extended. Worry about yourself, dog. I'm out, Romy. Thanks.
You got it. See you, Ken. Hand and foot smack. Got a size 5 hand and you got a size 5 shoe. Stay in your lane. He gave me the ticket because I earned that ticket and I plan on using it. You're right, Ken. You did earn that ticket and I hope you do plan on using it. And as far as Brad Stevens goes, hey, I don't buy this whole thing about all this backlash now that he's overhyped, he's overrated. He's neither one. He's neither one of those things. This guy literally is as good a coach as there is on any level right now and deserves all the run he's getting and even more than he's getting based on what he's doing with what he has and what he's doing with what out he has, with what he doesn't have. Look at what he doesn't have and look at where they are and then think about what they're going to have next year. This guy's an amazing coach. Amazing. Amazing in college and amazing in the NBA. Hey, remember, guys who come from the college ranks don't fare well in the NBA, except for this guy. This guy comes from the college ranks and becomes one of the best in the NBA. And he is that, one of the best in the NBA already. Torian Prince joins me in about 10 minutes. Really, really good story. An amazing story, in fact. All right, Dan in Denver. Ken in Sacramento did have something for you. That's his reaction. Yo, little man, quote unquote. You got a size 5 hand and a size 5 shoe. You stay in your lane. Kim, where are you going with that stuff? What's that even mean? Torian Prince coming up momentarily. Let's get the ATP in quickly. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. That's coming up in a minute. First things first, we're joined by a forward for the Atlanta Hawks. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists per game last season. He took a major step last year. One of 8 NBA players to start and play in all 82 games this season. He led the Hawks in games played, minutes played, and 3-point field goals. He was a first-team All-Big 12 player at Baylor. He was the 12th pick overall in 2016. Torian Prince is my guest. Torian, it's great to have you on today. How are you? Torian, what's going on? How are you?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Good, good. I'm great. Listen, let me ask you about the NBA draft lottery first. That was held last night, and I bring it up because the Hawks had the third pick or will have the third pick in the draft, but I want to go back a couple of years to when you were drafted, and you had been thinking about the handshake with Adam Silver for a long, long time, but then when you walked across the stage, you called an audible and you went for a hug. Why did you do that, and what do you remember about that moment?
You were breaking up a little bit. I can't hear you.
All right, do me a favor. Pick that up, Adam Hawk. Let's see if we can fix that a little bit. Torian Prince, he's got a great story. I really want to talk to him, but I want to make sure that we have a clean line and do it the right way. ATP, I'm going to reset for you momentarily. I don't know if you saw that or not, but a couple of years back when he went across the stage, and in the NBA, it's a little bit different. It's not like the NFL where guys do it. But I'm going to try it again. Torian, Jim Rome, you're back on the air. Is that better? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Nice, you sound good. All right, so what about that? When you went across the stage for your handshake with Adam Silver at the last second, you decided you'd do something a little bit different. You went for a hug instead. What do you remember about that moment?
No, it was just a special moment for me. Very special moment, humbling moment. Like I said, I thought I was going to go up there and shake his hand like the usual, but I told myself just go ahead and give him a hug, man. That's how happy I was.
It's nice. All right, so this season, it may not have gone the way that you would have liked from a team perspective, but individually, you made a huge leap from your rookie year to this year. You doubled your scoring and starting every single game. So what was the biggest difference from last year to this year for you?
I think just really my preparation, the things I did before the game, the things I did after practice to continuously have myself ready to be able to play at a high level.
Torian Prince, my guest. Torian, I saw the piece that you wrote for the Players Tribune. It's an amazing thing to read, an amazing piece. And if you could, can you talk about describe about living a life of being grateful? For instance, one of the stories that you tell is that when you were growing up, you sold newspaper subscriptions and you saved enough money to buy a bike. Give me your thoughts on that bike for a minute. What was it like for you to go to Walmart to buy that bike and then to ride that bike home?
It just showed myself what hard work brings, especially at a young age. You really don't have much. Being in the position we were in, we really didn't have much as a family at that time. So, for me to go out and work for that money to be able to buy that, it was a special moment for me.
You know, I love also you wrote this, quote, after I paid, I was trying to walk the bike out of the Walmart like it wasn't a thing. I couldn't keep it cool. When the door was like 10 feet away, I got up on that bike. I rode it out of the store, end quote. And then when you got home, your father saw the bike and he said, where did you get that? And you told him you saved up for it. You bought that bike. He gave you a huge hug. He made dinner and then you parked the bike in the living room so you could admire it while you ate. What do you remember about that moment and that meal?
Just like I said, just looking at it and knowing I got that myself and sharing that moment with my pops at that time, and it meant a lot because I showed him that I could somewhat get certain things that I wanted on my own, and just basically showing him I could take some of the pressure off of him and that he don't have to really worry about me.
Torian Prince, my guest, because there was a lot of pressure. You also write that at that time your parents had divorced previously and your father had a lot on his mind, but you didn't really know what it was. As an example, he was working 6 days a week, but then when it was not enough and he lost the house, the two of you had to go out. I mean, What was it like when you were 12 years of age and your father told you that at least for a while you were going to be homeless? Did you even understand that and what that meant?
Nah, not really. Until you started bouncing place to place, and then as time went on, I started to catch on. But those are really the moments that really brought us together and really brought us closer, believe it or not. So I wouldn't say that I wouldn't change it, but going through hardships like that definitely bring out a different type of person and makes you a different type of person. I'm cool who I am today, so I'm not really too sad about it anymore.
Torian Prince joining us, and you write about this really eloquently in the Players Tribune. You talk about when you went to the Salvation Army, you and your dad were shown a room, and the room had four concrete walls, but no furniture, no carpet, no TV. What did you think of that room, and what did your dad think of that room?
I kind of looked at it as just a place to sleep. So we would sleep there and then get up the next morning and head out. So it wasn't your average house or your average room that you would have as a kid. But at that time, like I said, we were just going through it and did whatever we could to just continue to live day by day.
Let me make this point, though. You were going through it, but your father said, hey, we're lucky we got this room. We're lucky we got this room. And he explained that other people were not as lucky because they had to share rooms. So when you're hearing your dad talk about a situation like that, what did that tell you about him and his approach to life?
He appreciates what he gets. Somebody that definitely has been through more than the average man. I think that's helped him build his character and his toughness from a mental standpoint. And no matter how deep you get to the bottom, it's always room for you to swim up to the top, kind of, sort of like that's the motto he lives by. So he's definitely appreciative and somebody that you always wanted to foxhole with.
Torian, one more thought about that. It was such a difficult situation, but he never complained. Your father never complained. So why was that, and what did you learn from that as a result? For instance, how did you remain so grateful through a time that was so challenging?
Him not complaining, it just really, I mean, it kind of just shows you what his focus was. It wasn't really on the situation at hand. It was really on the ending goal and trying to make ends meet and not really worrying about the situation you're in, but how to get out of it.
So then you get opportunity. You play some basketball. You go to Warren High School in San Antonio, and most people who watched you play at Baylor or most people who watch you play right now probably assume that you had this amazing high school career, but the truth is you didn't play as a freshman because your grades weren't where they needed to be, and then when you were a sophomore and junior, the team was completely loaded, so you never really got that shot until you got to be a senior. It would have been easy, again, to get frustrated, maybe even give up, but you didn't. How come?
Kind of how I was growing up, not to really complain about the situation you're in, just be patient when you get the time, or when you do get the opportunity, take full advantage of it, because you never know, it might not come again. So I kind of train in fear. I kind of play in fear, because I just don't want this opportunity to pass by and me not take advantage of it. So that's why I kind of have a certain mindset that I do.
Torian Prince joining me. Now, I want to ask you about somebody named John Collins. NBA fans probably hear that name, and they think about your rookie teammate, but I'm talking about your coach, John Collins, who you described as a guy who had a Kobe mentality when it came to basketball. How so? How would you describe his attitude, and what kind of an impact did he have on you?
Oh, man, he definitely – I mean, the impact he had on me was just changing my mentality as far as the person I was on the court, not necessarily off the court. But he always made sure that you worked hard, and you definitely had to push yourself and train with a certain mindset to where, like, no matter who's in front of you, it's never about the guy in front of you. It's always about beating the second defender and making the right decision. So I think he was really the turning point for me in high school.
I mean, he put you and your teammate Marcus King through some crazy workouts. Like, how hot did he keep that gym, and what were those workouts like?
I mean, whatever the temperature was outside, that's what the temperature was inside. You really had to run 2 miles before you get on the court, and before you get on the court, you got to be in the weight room for at least 30 minutes doing something. And then we on the court, like again, no air conditioning. Just really training for the next 2 hours. This is after a school practice that we just got picked up from.
It's right. When you make it to the NBA and you're playing the way you are right now, and now you have the best of everything, can you maintain that same mentality? I mean, that mentality got you to the association, but now you're there and you've got the five-star everything and you've got the Jets and you've got the life. Can you maintain that mentality, that one that he taught you?
Yeah, I can maintain it for sure. I have so far, and I plan to continue to do that.
Right, so earlier this month, you went back to your high school for a ceremony where they retired your jersey. You are the first basketball player at the high school to have your jersey retired. Given what you went through and what you overcame and what you persevered with, what does it mean to you to see that jersey hanging up there forever?
I mean, it means a lot to me. It means that I treated the people around me right. I did things correctly. It makes you feel like you left your mark. Wherever it may lay, and I'm just glad that they were able to recognize me for that, and I hope to continue to do that and hopefully get it retired somewhere else.
Like I said, one of eight players to start and play in all 82 games last season, coming off a big year, 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists, and the 12th pick overall in 2016, Taurean Prince, my guest. Taurean, I appreciate you sharing your thoughts and your story. It's an amazing story. It's great to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my man. Thank you.
You have a great day. Taurean Prince, he overcame an amazing amount, even more so than he talked about. I think he kind of downplayed that a little bit. That's an amazing piece that he wrote for the Players Tribune. You should read that, too. If you're inspired by that, you should really go back and read that. There's even more to it than we got into. My thanks to him. Hawks have a good one. Not you, Hawk. The Atlanta Hawks. Do not confuse the Sparrow with the Hawks. So going back to the ATP. The ATP, let's see. Had it? Lost it. I'll find it. There are actually a couple of good questions on it. Found it. This one is from Pittsburgh. Like I said, I'm not sure what it is, but we're getting a lot of content, a lot of contributions from Pittsburgh. I'm feeling it. I love it. Oliver in Pittsburgh for the ATP writes, Snags, this question might be awkward.
Awkward.
But where does the awkward drop come from? War Silks Pittsburgh trip, brah. Love the question. We're always adding new listeners, and they hear things on the show that they don't know what the origin is, so they ask. I always say that. If you don't know something, just ask. I assume that you know it, and it's a bad assumption. Awkward is part of an interview that Jacoby Jones did in 2014 at a Pelicans basketball game. In its entirety.
We are just blessed with a plethora of gridiron talent here tonight. The one and only New Orleans native Jacoby Jones here in the house. Jacoby, we're so glad to have you home after your season with the Baltimore Ravens. How are you doing?
I'm good, mama. You know, I'm home. Ain't been home in a minute since the Super Bowl, so it's good to come home and just support, you know what I mean?
Has it been that long since the Super Bowl last year?
It's been awkward, you know? And then it's been like, all right, I'm good, but I appreciate it.
A free agent this year. What is your future plans hold? You have so many fans here who want to follow your career.
I love home always, but I would love to go back to Baltimore, but only God knows what it is in our path right now. It's a business. It's a crazy situation, so I'm just waiting.
It is a business, and it can be tough. So I imagine you'll be training some this offseason. What does your offseason hold for you?
Right now, I'm being fat. I've been eating crawfish, hot sausage, po' boys, everything crazy. There go meats. Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Oh, goodness. Jacoby Jones, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the offseason, and we look forward to seeing you next season, whoever you're playing for.
Yes, ma'am.
That wasn't awkward. That was awesome.
Awkward.
And Logan, who I think at that time was 10 or 11, made me play that for him for weeks. He loved it. If you're a contractor, a builder, or a remodeler, listen up because Lumber Liquidators is about to make your job a whole lot easier. LL Pro Plus is a Lumber Liquidators new pro services team. It gives you the pro exclusive deals and services for all your professional flooring needs. Put the flooring experts on your team today. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales. That's lumberliquidators.com/prosales. Thank you for listening. Have an amazing day. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.